40 years ago, not everyone celebrated the ruling. In the 1980s, tribal members faced harassment at boat landings during the Walleye Wars. People hurled rocks and racist remarks as they spearfished. Bad River tribal member Joe Dan Rose says it was a scary, volatile time.
It's a miracle that nobody was ever seriously injured or killed, because all of the ingredients were there for something really bad to happen.
State anglers feared tribal spearfishing would harm the walleye population, but state regulators estimate sport fishers take roughly 5 times as many walleye as tribal anglers each year. While there's been progress, tribal officials say they'd like more trust and fairness from the state as they jointly manage resources. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.